views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Oh my goodness, it's great to be with you today. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and well, we're here to discuss issues and ideas that can transform your life. And today, well, we've got a great show lined up for you. I am so excited. Some years back, I recall emerging from a circumstance where I had made some incredibly bad choices. And when I say incredibly bad choices, I mean some incredibly bad choices, choices that changed my life. And the one thing I knew was that in order to change my life, I had to change my choices. Now, those are very powerful words. They're also very true. And I knew that if I were to find a second chance, so to speak, I knew that I had to be the best at what mattered the most, which, by the way, is the title of a new book by international speaker and author and my guest today, Joe Calloway. Joe has the kind of career that most people aspire to. He is the author of some outstanding books like Becoming a Category of One, Never by Chance, Indispensable, and I love this title, Work Like You're Showing Off. I think that's great, Joe. Joe helps organizations focus on what is truly important, inspires constant improvement, and most importantly to me, motivates people to immediate action. So to help us answer that question about how we can be the best is my guest today, a man who knows a lot about being the best, Joe Calloway. Joe, welcome to the show.
Chuck, it is great to be here. I wouldn't be anywhere else right now. This is where I want to be.
Well, you're the man, and I appreciate that kindness. You know, I'm really excited to have you on the show. I'd really like to start the conversation about your book, Be the Best at What Matters Most. You state in the book, be the best at what matters most, and you will succeed. And then it says, part of me says that I should now just write the end. Yet you didn't stop there. So tell me about your motivation to write this book.
You know, I'll tell you where the motivation came from, Chuck. And it's interesting. A lot of times I have to, when I write a book, I have to think up kind of a premise for it. But this one really came to me. And here's what it was. Particularly during the recession, companies and individuals, I mean, just people that had their own business or people in their jobs, it seems like people got caught up with looking for extras and wow factors. And how can I come up with something really unique and special and different to advance my own career or to advance my business? And it finally hit me. I thought, you know, I think that a lot of us are going off on a wild goose chase. What we ought to do is go back and look at the absolute basics of what we do. Those handful of things, those core things in our work, and the same thing can apply to our life, for that matter. Those things that matter the most. And if we really, really excel on those things, we'll be fine. We'll be better than fine. We truly will be successful. And so the book was really kind of a reaction to people saying, oh, don't worry about the basics. You need to do something special. And my response is, listen, if you get the basics right, that is special. If you want to be different, be better. That's the ultimate difference. So that's, in a nutshell, that's kind of the concept for the book.
You know, I have to say, I really do agree with that. And you're right, when the recession hit, of course, at the time, I didn't know it was going to be a recession. And the next thing you know, it's like, what just changed in our world?
Yeah,
but you're right. People were looking for the wow factor, that thing that sets them apart. And the fact of the matter is, it seems like the organizations, the businesses that succeeded, the individuals that succeeded not because they were so unique or different. They succeeded because they were really, really very good at doing what they do.
You know, it's interesting, Chuck. I think you can look at the list of the best-selling anything, or look at the list of, and there actually is such a list, interbrand.com has the list of the world's top 100 brands. And if you look at the top brands in the world, and if you look at the best-selling things that we buy in the world, there's nothing incredibly unique about them except for the fact they are unique in that they are really, really good, and they are really, really consistent. I mean, the classic example would be Coca-Cola, which is the number one brand in the world. You open a can of Coke, you know exactly what's going to be in there every single time. You know, and by the way, I love a wow factor. I love put the cherry on top of the cake. But my whole thing is, be sure you make the best cake first, then put a cherry on top of it. And to me, the ultimate wow factor is when people say, wow, these guys get it right every single time. That to me, that's a wow factor, is that consistency, absolute dependability of performance, knowing that to do that, you've got to always keep improving, you've got to always keep innovating, you've got to always introduce new ideas. Certainly you have to innovate, always. But I really do think that if we keep our eye on the ball and do those things that matter most, we'll be absolutely fine.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's kind of funny you're talking about putting the cherry on the cake. You're right. You know, you put the cherry on the cake and people say, oh, my goodness, what a beautiful cake. And then they bite into it and it's dry and been in the freezer too long or whatever the circumstance. Well, you're not going to go buy another cake from the folks just because it happened
exactly
to look pretty on the outside.
Exactly.
You know, you certainly use a lot of business examples in the book. And I get the clear impression that there are principles that apply to work and in business, and you're really good about listing those and talking about them, but I also assume they apply to, we'll call it, work in your personal life. So did you intend this book to work on both fronts?
You know, it's funny, and I absolutely agree with that. And the thing is, I mean, I can brag about these principles because they're not mine. I mean, I didn't come up with these ideas. I'm pretty much just a reporter here. I'm writing about what I observe that works in the world. And yeah, it's a book written for people that have a business or in a business or, you know, whether it's their job or whether they own the business. I mean, there's all sorts of people that buy the book and like the book, but it is interesting, and it's just as interesting to me as it is to anybody else, I think, how the same principles of getting clarity on what's truly important. You know, you talked about making bad choices in your life. I mean, I think everybody's gone through that. I've made some humdingers in my life. And I look at maybe most of those bad choices, and I think they could have been avoided if I had had clarity and focus on what truly mattered the most in my life. And I think, I mean, I've got some mileage on me now, and it took me a while to get here, but I think I've gotten pretty good clarity on what's most important in my life. And what that does then is it makes decision-making so much easier. It's almost like you're kind of making decisions in advance because you've gotten this clarity on what matters most. So, yeah, I think it does apply to life maybe every bit as much as it does to business.
You know, Joe, you said something a second ago that raises a kind of an odd question, and maybe it's off on a bit of a tangent, but you said, you know, you had a little mileage under your belt and therefore have learned more life lessons, and I certainly have the same. And I sit back, and the question that popped into my mind was, you know, I wonder if there is a generational difference. I wonder if you have to have that life, if you have to have the years in order to find that clarity, or do you think the younger generation, that group that's below us or two, can find it easier? Where do you see that?
You know, it's interesting. I immediately default to, when you're talking about that, Chuck, I go straight to my role as I am, if ever there was an older dad, it's me. I'm 61, and I have a 12-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old daughter, which is a glorious and wonderful thing. And what's interesting, particularly with the 12-year-old, is we're starting to talk about these sorts of things, like, you know, what our values are and what's important. And she's a really good kid and a really smart, way smarter than I was. And by smart, I don't mean just book smart. I mean life smart. But we talk about things like make decisions that you'll be proud of. Make decisions that will make you feel good about who you are. And it's funny, Chuck, that thing I was talking about a few minutes ago, this deciding in advance, my daughter and I were having a conversation just the other day about, you know, as she goes into her teen years, she knows she's going to be facing some tricky situations. And I said, well, think about them in advance. Think about what your response is going to be in advance so that you know what you're going to do when you're faced with this or that tough choice, because you've already thought it through. See, I didn't do very much of that when I was growing up. And so I was shooting from the hip on a lot of things. And I wish I had gotten better guidance. And I think the same holds true for business.
Well, Joe, I agree with you. And look, we have had the opportunity in this first segment to talk with Joe Calloway about his book, Be the Best at What Matters Most. And we're going to take a short break here on Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So stay with us. We've got more to come with Joe Calloway.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Well, welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and I have a wonderful guest, Joe Calloway, who is the author of this incredible book, Be the Best at What Matters the Most. And Joe and I have had the opportunity now to talk a bit about that and how this applies not only to business but to our personal lives. And Joe, I'll start off by saying this. I referenced in our first segment that I'd made some pretty significant mistakes, and I remember trying to recover from those and getting the very first job. And the first job that I had following what I'll call my recovery, or a stint that I had in federal prison, not something I'm particularly proud of, but part of a life experience that I had, was selling cemetery property door to door. And as you can imagine, that's not the that's probably not the most exciting thing in the world. But, you know, if you knock on enough doors, somebody's going to say they've been thinking about that. At least you know that if the person is alive, they are a potential prospect. But I knew that that I needed to be the best at what I did. I was highly motivated to be the best at what I did. And the end result was, within 9 months, I became their top salesperson. And that's not something necessarily to brag about. That's not the point of this. But because I was the best, the people asked me, they said, well, can you teach other people to do this? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, I believe I can. And the location where I was assigned became one of the top performing locations. And within less than a year, they said, well, can you teach other locations to do this? And soon enough, I was responsible for the states of South Carolina, Georgia, then North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, and within 6 years or so had become a senior vice president of sales and marketing in a publicly traded company. And people would ask me, well, how do you do that? I mean, you're a convicted felon on one hand, and you're a senior VP of sales and marketing on the other. And the answer was, I started off with the concept that I needed to be the best at what mattered the most. I needed to change my life by changing my choices. Now, you talk about defining the problem. In fact, you state, Einstein said, if we had 1 hour to save the world, I would spend 55 minutes defining the problem and 5 minutes finding a solution, which is kind of incredible to hear. So how do you see that playing out in business and in people's personal lives?
I think that, and I can speak about this with great authority because I'm so guilty of it, Chuck, which is I love to immediately jump into action. And one of the things that I really like that I did with the book, Be the Best at What Matters Most, is I've got questions at the end of each chapter that are meant for, if you're working on your own by yourself, you can, you know, just think the questions through yourself. But if you've got a group of people that you work with, I'm getting feedback from folks that these questions are really helpful to help them think through, instead of jumping straight to, okay, here's what we need to do, to step back one step and go, wait a minute, what business are we in here? Because, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this other thing, but do we want to do all three of those? Maybe we just want to do one of those. Anyway, the whole point is to give some real thought to, wait a minute, where am I going? What is it that I'm trying to accomplish? What makes the most sense for me before, and define the problem or define the opportunity before I jump immediately into action? I'm a big fan of action, but I think too often we confuse activity with productivity. One of the things I say in the book is, winners are not the people that do the most. Winners are the people that do the most important. And I think that's the distinction I'm trying to make.
You know, that makes so much sense. And I think from the feedback that I've had, when you listen to people and they listen to shows like this or hear people speak, that's the one thing that seems like there's just a lot of clutter. Cluttering people, clamoring for attention. You need to be involved in social media. You need to do this. You need to do that. And you get so involved in the stuff that you forget the focus of what you're doing. And you're absolutely right. Being focused gets you the kind of result that you really are seeking.
You know, it's interesting, Chuck. Since I wrote the book, my awareness of all the ideas in the book has become heightened. I'm more on the lookout. And it's funny, I was doing an interview just a few days ago, and they said, if you had to point to one, just one common factor among people and businesses that are consistently successful, what would it be? And I said, I honestly think it would be that they have tremendous focus and great clarity on what are the most important things that need to be done in order to, you know, fill in the blank, make our customers happy, make the best product, whatever it is. But I really think Steve Jobs of Apple, I think, is the classic example of that. He had just almost otherworldly focus on what needed to be done. The current CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, speaking about Steve Jobs, said, and I love the way he put this, I think it could apply to any of us, or that we would want it to apply to us. He said Steve had an ability to cut through the noise better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And that's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know if you've read the book or books about Steve. He certainly was quite a character at one level, but I have to admit, when you read the book and you just kind of absorb it, I cannot quite imagine what it was like to work for him. But I I'm sure it was a bear. That's probably a nice way of putting it. But at the same time, how powerful would it be to be able to say, I worked at Apple when Steve Jobs thought, you know, I want a cell phone with one button. Yeah. And everybody was like, remember the one button days was when everybody was clamoring to have a BlackBerry. And now that's not what you clamor for.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. I used Apple and Apple products as an example in my speeches that I give of the incredible positive power of making things simple. As a matter of fact, while we're on Jobs, one of my favorite quotes is Steve Jobs said, he said, my mantra has become simplicity. He said, it takes a lot of hard work to get your thinking clean enough to make things simple, but it's worth the work. Because if you can make things simple, you can move mountains. And that carries right through to what you were just referencing, which are even the Apple products, which are so simple, they don't even come with an instruction manual. You just turn them on, and it's almost intuitive to know how to use them. So, yeah, I think simplicity is an extremely powerful force that all of us could use. I think a lot of times we are all guilty of, and we've probably thought to ourselves, you know, I'm making this way more complicated than it needs to be.
Right. We do, and I don't know about you, but I'm involved in several businesses, and I get so frustrated at the complexity that seems to come out of various departments when the reality is there's only two things that we do, stay focused on those two things and be the best at them, and we won't have a problem. But sure, it's hard to get people to want to give up the complexity. I almost think the complexity in some cases, especially in business, is justification for the job instead of thinking simplicity makes the job better.
You know, I've said that when I talk to people whose businesses are struggling, I've noticed a tendency for them to sometimes say things along the lines of, well, Joe, you got to understand, this is a very, very complicated business. And yet when I talk to people that whose businesses are absolutely thriving, it's not at all unusual to hear them say something like, Joe, you know, at the end of the day, this is really a pretty simple business.
Right.
And I think you're right. I think it's a justification for not doing well. I think it's a justification for, well, you've got to have me here because this is all so complicated and I'm the only one that can hold it together. But, simplicity, I tell you, there's just, I'll go back to what I said, there's a lot of power in making things simple.
Joe, let me switch gears on you for a second. I want to go kind of personal. In your chapter 5, you state there are four things that define Joe Calloway. Do you care to share your thoughts on those four things?
Heck yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got a copy of the book in front. I want to be sure that I say the same four things that are in the book. Yeah, okay. No, I see exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, those are pretty constant. Yeah, the first one is to always put family first. And I put this down, that's in reference to my business as well, because I'll give you a classic example, Chuck. 2 weeks ago, I was invited to give two speeches, one in New Zealand, one in Australia, 9 days apart. And the money was great, and it would have been, you know, first-class airfare and accommodations. It would have been a really cushy trip with nice people in the audiences. And I had, now we go back to the idea of if you've got clarity, you can make decisions in advance. My answer was an immediate thank you so much. I'm honored and grateful, but the answer is no. Because I don't want to be away from home that long at one stretch. As I mentioned earlier, I've got these two little girls growing up here, and I'm okay with being out for a night or maybe two and then back for a while, but I'm not going to be gone for 10 or 11 days in a row. I'm just not. And so that always put family first. That helps me make my business decisions. Number two is do quality work, and that's the absolute core of my approach to my business is product quality. And my products are ideas that go into books and speeches. And I work on that stuff all the time to try and make it better. I mean, all the time, every single day. Number three, do work that makes us happy. I've learned that there are certain types of jobs that if I take them on, I'm just going to see them on the calendar and it'll put a knot in my stomach. And life's too short. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then number four is always be easy and a pleasure to work with. And that's, I try to make that our big tiebreaker, is that I want to be, and the people that I work with on occasion, we want to be so easy to work with that people say, you know, all things being equal, let's hire Callaway because he's just easy to work with. And I think that being easy to work with is a huge factor in today's marketplace. If you want a competitive advantage, I mean, there are lots that you could go towards, but a good one is to be the easiest to work with.
Joe, those are four great standards for your life and for your business. This is Chuck Gallagher. We're here with Straight Talk, transformational talk radio to live by. And my guest is Joe Callaway. And after we take this break, we will be back to talk about shortcuts or the fact that there aren't any. Join me in just a few minutes.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Well, we're back from the break. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and well, this is Straight Talk Radio, and we're here to discuss issues and ideas that can transform your life. And boy, I'm jazzed. I have with me Joe Calloway. Joe Calloway is absolutely a great guest, and we've been talking a bit about a new book that he's got, Be the Best at What Matters the Most. And I think both of us are kind of kindred spirits in thinking about how that plays in life and what we can do, not only in business, but in our personal lives to be that best. I recently wrote in my new book entitled Message from the Mountain that we get so caught up in stuff, I call it mind sleep, that we miss focusing on what's important. And Joe, as we come back in here from our break, you say there aren't any shortcuts. And yet I see so many folks that look for shortcuts in business and their personal lives, and it's amazing how that fails. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, just to repeat what you just said, I just don't think there are shortcuts. It's like, it's funny, I was going to give a speech in Orlando, Chuck, to about 700 franchisees of a company, so they were all running their own businesses, and most were quite successful. One of them came up to me before the speech. He said, "Well, I hope you got some secrets of success you're going to give to us today." And I said, "You know what? I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I've never heard a single one. I don't know any secrets of success. There's not any secrets. There's not any shortcuts. There's the things that we know we need to work on, and whoever is best at that tends to do extremely well." You know, there's a saying that I heard that I absolutely love. It says, "Don't learn the tricks of the trade, learn the trade." And I just, that's where I come from. And the thing is, it's not just my opinion. Again, going back to when you look out there at the companies, whether it's a big company or whether it's a really successful restaurant in your neighborhood that's been around for 20 years and people still line up outside the door. When you say, "Well, okay, what is it that they're doing right?" They're doing these handful of basics right, and they're not taking shortcuts because they don't work. There aren't any. There aren't any. If anybody knows a shortcut, tell me what it is. I'm all ears, but I've never seen one.
Well, obviously, you've been in this industry a long time, and so if you haven't seen it, I'm going to assume it probably doesn't exist. But I got to ask you this question. I know that you have literally traveled the world. You're an incredibly popular speaker in business circles. You have been inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame. I'm just, again, thrilled to have you on the show. But how did you get started in this?
You know, it's funny. It wasn't on purpose. I kind of found my way into it. I'll make a long story really short. I was actually, for just a couple of 3 years, I was in the real estate business at a very small real estate company. I quickly became the sales manager and then the general manager. And every morning we had a meeting for 1 hour, me and all the real estate agents. I got paid based on how they did. My paycheck was based on the amount of business that they all did. So it was totally in my interest to help them succeed. And those meetings were designed to give them ideas, support, information that would help them be more successful. And I discovered that I really liked that. That bug just kind of bit me. And so from there, I started a business doing customized training workshop sessions for businesses and companies, and almost starved to death. I mean, I was just hanging on by my fingernails for the first few years. But little by little, it got going, and then I started being asked to do speeches as opposed to, you know, workshop things. And from that, I started doing a little consulting. The book started. I've had 5 books published now. And so it was something that just kind of evolved over the years, but I've been doing it for, golly, I guess it's 32 years this year.
32 years. Well, that's actually incredible. And again, for those of us who are connected in the speaking business and in different worlds, everybody knows you, Joe. I do have to ask this question. I often speak about ethics in business. And I'm kind of curious because you have not only diversity in the United States, but certainly internationally. So what do you see on the landscape regarding ethical action in business today?
Well, I think the good news is that I think there's a much more heightened awareness of the importance of ethical behavior than there's ever been in corporate America. And I know people see the headlines, but the only thing that gets in the news, well, for the most part, what gets in the news is when a company does something wrong and somebody makes a mistake or does something dishonest or illegal. But that's the nature of the news. In fact, I think most people in business want to do the right thing. They try to do the right thing, and in fact, they do the right thing. And I really think that because there were so many corporate scandals, you know, Enron, the list is endless. You could go on forever. That companies started saying, hey, this isn't something just over on the side that the business of ethics. We can't just give a nod to it every now and then. This has to be part of what we think about every day in every decision we make. And so I'm actually very encouraged by the state of ethical behavior in business today. And I think it's just going to continue to get better.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. I think the unfortunate thing from a media perspective is, unfortunately, the media seems to feed on negativity. I guess that sells for some reason. Although I tend to really like things that are much more positive, quite honestly. But you're right. The negative issue that gets focused on seems to catch media attention, but we don't tend to focus on all of the right things that are taking place each and every day. And those companies and organizations that truly care about their employees and their customers and create positive and valuable products that we're able to enjoy the benefits from.
You know, I'm doing a panel discussion in a couple of weeks here in Nashville, and the guests on the panel are going to be 5 CEOs of 5 companies, and all of these people are under 50. I would say a couple of them are under 40, maybe 3 of them under 40, and they've got young, successful. They're all very successful companies, and what we're going to talk about, Chuck, is culture. And that the way you treat people internally and externally, the way employees treat each other, the way the company treats employees, what it's like to work here is something that I think particularly the younger generation in business today gives a lot more thought to than it used to be. And I think that's just such a healthy thing. I'm really encouraged by it. Young people in business today, I think they're smart. They're not afraid to try new things. They're not locked into assumptions. And I think a lot of them, I think most of them, want to do the right thing and want to treat people well.
I agree. It's neat to see the attitude of people today, especially the younger people coming into business, because they really do have an attitude of caring and wanting to treat people as they want to be treated.
I think so.
You have a section in the new book, and before we go to break, I want to end with this section, and we'll then come back. But it says, Be the Best at What Matters the Most. That's the book, but it's called Ideas That Matter Most. And so in the 2 or 3 minutes we have left, perhaps share with our audience some of those ideas that you think not only work in business, but work in life.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm in the business of ideas. That's my job, is to pass on ideas that can be helpful. And you're right. And at the end of the book, I've got a whole list of ideas. One of my favorites is this quote by Peyton Manning. I absolutely love this. Peyton says, of course, this just world-class future Hall of Fame quarterback. He said, "Pressure is what you feel when you don't know what the hell you're doing." I love that.
That's great.
Because and you think about it, there's a lot of truth there. If you're really grounded in knowing what you're doing, and feeling secure in that, I don't think you feel nearly as much pressure. Another one of my favorite ideas is people say, "Well, this being good at the basics, that's okay, but you know, I want to think a little edgier than that." And so I came up with an idea in the book, and actually it was in reference to a company called Zappos that some of your listeners are going to be familiar with.
Oh yes.
But the thing I say about Zappos is that Zappos is so good at the basics that they're cutting edge. And if you really want to be cutting edge, get so good at the basics that we're cutting edge. Another one of these ideas that I love is I actually heard this back when I was doing a lot of work with the Army back in the 80s. I was working with Army officers, and this was something I'd hear some of them say. They'd say, "You know, we usually don't get hurt by what we don't know. We get hurt by what we know and don't do." Another one of my favorite ideas that I put in the book is actually from a company called 37 Signals. It's an internet company. But I love this. They said, "Bells and whistles wear off, but usefulness never does." And, you know, I think, like all these ideas that I'm talking about right now, the best ideas are the ones that are just really simple. I mean, they're almost kind of duh in their simplicity. But the best ideas, just like the best businesses, the best products, they're not the best solutions. They're not complicated. They truly are simple.
We have been talking with Joe Calloway. Joe, it is an honor to have you. We're going to go for a quick break, and we're going to come back. We've been talking about Be the Best at What Matters the Most, Joe's newest book. But Joe, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other books that you've written, Becoming a Category of One, and the one that I love the title of, Work Like You're Showing Off. So
yeah,
stick with me here on Transformational Talk Radio. This is Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, this is Chuck Gallagher back with you, and this is Straight Talk Radio, where we discuss issues and ideas that can transform your life. Up to this point, we have been talking with Joe Calloway about his new book, Be the Best at What Matters the Most. And Joe is an international speaker and author, the author of numerous books. He is a member of the Speakers Hall of Fame, been doing this for 30 years or so, as you say. Joe, it's been a delight to have you on the program. I want to switch gears and move away from your newest book, which I know people can purchase on Amazon, or certainly you can go to joecalloway.com. Calloway is C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y, joecalloway.com. But you wrote a book called In Becoming a Category of One. And I think you talk about the thread of extraordinary success weaves its way from company to company. So, and perhaps we've talked about this, but what are some of those threads that weave themselves from company to company?
Yeah, that was my first book, and that book really changed things for me because it did really well and still does. I actually updated it in 2010, and we came out with an updated edition. But the idea is, what is it that extraordinary companies do that set them apart from everybody else in their category to a point that they become a category of one? And there, you know, some of the things that we've already been talking about are also, you can find bits of those ideas in that book. But there's a lot in Becoming a Category of One, for example, about what makes the most difference with customers. And I think, and that book is 10 years old now, the most popular single chapter is about something called the three rules, which is it's about how you deal with customers and knowing the customer better with anybody than anybody else, emotionally connecting with the customer better than anybody else, those sorts of things. And I have always said that if I could have one competitive advantage, if I could just pick one, I think it would be, let me understand the customer better than anybody else does, and I'll win way more often than I lose. And I tell you, in the business that I'm in, which is, you know, I spend a lot of time like you, I do a lot of speaking, and it is vitally important for me to really understand the audience. Just like, well, one of the examples in Becoming a Category One is the guy that I've bought clothes from for years. And he knows me so well that, it's as easy as falling off a log for him to sell to me because he knows me. He knows what I like to buy. He knows how I like to buy. Right. And but the thing is, he's that way with all of his customers, and we're all different. That's a fun book because it really gets into how do you create an advantage in business.
You know, in that you talk about turning points, and I know that you enjoy today a wonderful career, but I suspect like all of us, like anybody that's listening to this show, there have been turning points in your life. So if you don't mind sharing, what were some of those turning points for you, and how have they made you the person you are today?
Let me give you the first one that comes to mind, because it may have been one of the most impactful. This was back early in my career, and I wasn't doing speaking. And by speaking, for those in the audience that may not know what we're even talking about, there are a lot of us that I do a lot of keynote speaking at conventions where, after lunch or to open the convention or whatever, somebody gets up on stage and says, our keynote speaker today is Joe Calloway. And I come on stage and I talk for an hour, and then I go to the airport and go home. But before I did that, all I did was workshops where I would go into a company and do training stuff. Well, back in the mid-80s, maybe around 85, 86, I had two clients that were 90% of my business. One was a bank, and one was the United States Army, interestingly enough. So that was 90% of my business, Chuck. And within 30 days, both of them informed me that it didn't have anything to do with my work. It had to do with things that were going on internally with them. They would no longer be needing my services.
Oh, my.
90% of my business gone. And I was just, it's like, what on earth do I do now? And what that did was it forced me to look at, all right, what are my talents? What are my, one term is core competencies? What are the things that I'm best at? And how can I use those to maybe pursue a slightly different avenue? And that's what got me into the speaking, is I changed gears. Well, it turns out the speaking was a lot more lucrative than what I'd been doing before. But it took bad news, to what seemed like bad news, to create a good outcome. You know, another turning point was the book I mentioned earlier, Becoming a Category One. And I think the key to that, Chuck, was I wasn't trying to get a book out. I was trying to get a really good book out. And so I worked really hard to make that the best book that I could, and it just did wonders for my career. I mean, it really... I'd already been in business a good, golly, 15, 18 years when that came out. But it just completely rejuvenated my career. It repositioned me. But, you know, it's interesting. It's an old cliche that that we learn from our failures and we learn from our mistakes. I've tried a lot of things that didn't work, but I always got information. I always learned something that I could use. I think the key is to keep trying, to keep moving forward. And I've been able to do a pretty good job at that.
Well, you know, Joe, you said from the negative experience of your two major clients going away, you found a better opportunity. And a good friend of mine says, when one door closes, another opens, but sometimes it's hell in the hallway. And, I can understand that. And I think people listening to the show will understand if they're listening to Transformational Talk Radio, well, we're talking about transformation. And as we wind down, Joe, I got to tell you, I love the book, Work Like You're Showing Off. And Larry Wingate's quote is so cool. He says, Callaway teaches you to let go of your excuses, break out of your chains, crawl out of your rut, drop your baggage at the door, and kick the door down and grab life by the throat so you can actually become the person you admire most. So, you know, it's a great comment by Wingate on a wonderful book that you wrote. And I'm just so happy that you've taken the time today to join us here. And so before we sign off, Joe, what final thoughts do you have that you feel would benefit our listeners here on Straight Talk?
I think because this current book is so on my mind that I do think a lot these days, and I work a lot with my clients these days, on this idea of, wait a minute, take a deep breath. You're making this too complicated. And believe me, if anybody needs that advice, it's me. You know, there's an old saying, Chuck, that we teach best what we most need to learn. That's why I'm getting to teach that right now, because I need to hear it. And I do think that it's easy to fall into the trap of overthinking things, making it too complicated. And that if we just step back and say, wait a minute, what are the handful of things, the two or three or maybe at most the four things, that if I do really well in my business, with my customers, whatever, that I'll be fine. If I just do these handful of things well. And I think then also correspondingly with our personal lives, if we kind of do the same thing and say, wait a minute, what's really important here? And I know for me, I have just been blessed beyond reason with a wonderful wife and these two daughters that are just, they're just the deal for me. And so what that's done is given me perspective on, I don't need a whole lot more than what I've already got. I've got it pretty good because I've got some great people in my life, and I get to meet great people like you. And so things are pretty good.
Well, Joe, let me first thank you for taking the time to join us here on Straight Talk Radio. And let me encourage everyone to pick up a copy of all of Joe's books. Now, you can find them if you visit joecalloway.com. Calloway is C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y, joecalloway.com. Or you can visit amazon.com, or you can pick them up in a bookstore near you. And let me say this heartfelt. If your organization is planning a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, one that earns standing ovations time after time, visit Joe Calloway's website. I'm sure he'd welcome the opportunity to talk with you. Joe, again, thank you so much for joining me. And to all our listeners, join us next week for more of Straight Talk, transformational talk radio to live by. This is Chuck Gallagher. Till next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.